διαμά ψώτε μέση που του σοφά που μου να του μουν τη ζέτε που μεμ που ρώμασε μέση που να μου και ο πόμου να σε φέρει.
C, C is for
cauliflower.
Confusion. Creation.
Pickle. K is for
kitten.
Camp.
C, wait. U, unbearable.
U is for underground.
Oh, yeah.
Umbrella.
T.
Trite.
Tremendous.
Torment.
Tire.
C, K.
I can't think of a U one.
T.
T.
F is for famous.
Fun. Fumble. M is for Montreal.
Revolution.
The funk.
Revolution.
The funk.
The CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. For your mind and for your hips, this is music and sounds from the mothership. The mothership cassette archives. 25 years of funky revolutions. For your mind and for your hips, these are thoughts from the mothership. The Mothership Cassette Archives, celebrating 25 years of funky revolutions. We continue with our series from the winter of 2019, Funk Jazz and the Meanings of Afrofuturism. On episode 30, part 9, Afrofuturism 2.0 and Black Speculative Thought, featuring an interview with Dr. Rinaldo Anderson.
Funky revolutions, funky revolutions, funky revolutions, funky. You are listening to Funky Revolutions.
We see our
Africa.
sur les ondes du peuple 90,3 MF à Montréal. Restez bien des nôtres. Encore un voyage dans le funk, jazz et l'essence à donner au afrofuturisme. Aujourd'hui, on continue dans cette veine, mais sur une évolution de ce concept né académiquement dans les années 90-93, en fait, entourant des démarches autour de la science-fiction, la technologie, la créativité et la diaspora africaine, les expériences des Noirs suite à la colonisation. L'imaginaire, le futur, le présent, avec le passé réimaginé. Mais depuis, ce terme afrofuturisme a pris d'autres allures, une expansion, une popularité, mais aussi un développement et une fracturation. C'est autour de cette thématique aujourd'hui que nous présentons notre 9e partie de la série, avec un entretien avec Dr. Rinaldo Anderson, un des principaux acteurs dans la création du mouvement des arts spéculatifs noirs aujourd'hui aux États-Unis, mais aussi en Europe et en Afrique. Homme qui aussi est très intégré dans cette conceptualisation du afrofuturisme, son intégration académique, philosophique et politique. Et ainsi, on parlera avec lui aujourd'hui du afrofuturisme de 2.0 et ce mouvement vers le astral blackness. Restez bien des nôtres sur les ondes du peuple 90,3 MF à Montréal. Imposer le savoir sur les ondes du peuple 90,3.
Ils ont baissé le salaire des fonctionnaires. Ils se sont tués, ils ont dit qu'on ne fait rien. L'école est devenue maintenant n'importe quoi. On continue toujours d'avancer. On cherche toujours les occasions. Il faut que, avant que le propos ne passe, la goutte d'eau dépasse les bases.
Camerounais, mes chers compatriotes, l'année 2016 qui s'achève a été riche en événements pleins de signification pour notre nation.
Imagination is the key to success. It all starts with a thought, you can't ignore the process. Put your thought into action and start to see progress. Got no time to relax, I gotta keep conscious. Imagination is the key to success. It all starts with a thought, you can't ignore the process. Put your thought into action and start to see progress. Got no time to relax, I gotta keep conscious. I'm a big deal, I'm riding big wheels. See how the gods build, your fate is signed sealed. I'm not new to this, niggas be ludicrous. Always on that stupid shit, bloodthirsty and shooting shit. My music's like the soundtrack to pain. I write the handbook for surviving in the rain. Pay your respects when involving in my name. We both rap, but me and you not the same. We different, not trying to say you ain't gifted. They idolize my style when they try to flip it. I'm focused, cause I'm trying to come up on the ticket. All you rap niggas should pay me just to kick it. Imagination is the key to success.
It all starts with a thought, you can't ignore the process. Put your thought into action and start to see progress. Got no time to relax, I gotta keep conscious. Imagination is the key to success. It all starts with a thought, you can't ignore the process. Put your thought into action and start to see progress. Got no time to relax, I gotta keep conscious. It starts with a thought, it ends with the ink. Some people's minds lost, lost in the streets. I couldn't look back for the ones that fell behind. I stand alone, ask the Lord, can I get a sign? And every time one shows up, I came on understanding as I grow up. Man, I'm sick of this rap shit. You know what? I should go back to the streets, nigga, before what? Ain't no future in that shit I wanna throw up. You wanna rhyme with the God, then put some dough up. Enemies wanna dance, so I make plans. It's a never-ending power struggle for this great land. Imagination is the key to success. It all starts with a thought, you can't ignore the process. Put your thought into action and start to see progress. Got no time to relax, I gotta keep conscious. Imagination is the key to success. It all starts with a thought, you can't ignore the process. Put your thought into action and start to see progress. Got no time to relax, I gotta keep conscious. We'll be right back.
Uncolonized by Ignorance, taken from the compilation London to Addis, brought together grime trap producers for a couple of weeks in Addis Ababa, and exchanging with local artists, traditional musicians, instrumentation. The project brings a number of interpretations, collaborations. Before that, and started the program, in fact, with Momo Joseph, his celebration of Africain. And then this set started with Amet, taken from an interesting recent release called The Anthology of Contemporary Music, African Music. Brings together some avowed Afro-futurists, but mostly North and African musicians creating electronic experimentations and visions of their own contemporary music, some based in roots and others with just pure electronic discoveries. We started with Imposer le Savoir, and then The God Fahim, his most recent album, A Star Truth, the song Imagination. And imagination, thoughts, new paradigms, resisting the imposition of knowledge and reaching an uncolonized space, physically, emotionally, intellectually, themes that resonate with our series, Funk, Jazz, and the Meanings of Afrofuturism. Today, I believe, is part 9 of our ongoing series. So we've tried to lay the groundwork and ways of understanding what Afrofuturism might be, especially as a resonant sound within our musical forms that resonates specifically with some of the themes of Afrofuturism, but also with other movements musically happening in places like London and Chicago, among others. Today on our program, we interview and converse with Rinaldo Anderson. Dr. Anderson is an academic and exponent and founder of the Black Speculative Arts Movement, Art Movement, and a proponent of Afrofuturism 2.0. He has in the past described Afrofuturism as a name for a body of systematic black speculative thought originating in the 1990s as a response to postmodernity that has blossomed into a global movement the last 5 years. And it's that expansion, that response, among other things, to the internationalization of the diasporic elements of Afrofuturism, but as well the concerns and the realities of a rapidly expanding technological and digital universe, that has allowed him to coin Afrofuturism as the beginning both of a move away and an answer to the Eurocentric perspective of the 20th century's early formulations of Afrofuturism that wondered if the history of African peoples, especially in North America, had been deliberately erased. Or, to put it more plainly, he has written, future-looking black scholars, artists, and activists are not only reclaiming the right to tell their own stories, but also to critique the European-American degrati class of their narratives about cultural others, past, present, and future, and challenging the presumed authority to be the sole interpreters of black lives and black futures. It's in that sense that today we'll sit down with Rinaldo Anderson. Got a chance. Fortunately, he accorded us a second interview because we did one at the beginning of March that it was corrupted on our server. So many thanks to him. So stay tuned with a conversation with For Afrofuturism 2.0, the move towards astral blackness on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And to bring us there, I'm going to get a chance to go back last year to an album, the first in decades, in fact, to be added officially to the Parliament Funkadelic Corpus. It had been a couple of decades that Parliament as such had not released an album. And an unnecessary addition, but we'll get a chance to check it out ourselves, called Medicaid Fraud Dog, continuing the themes of political commentary, visions, and perhaps embracing their own age, Parliament. And this is Anti-Social Media on CKUT 90.3 FM on Funky Revolutions.
Anti-social media is a sickness. I can cope. My Twitter finger is itching like I'm too dope. So I'm scratching at an itch out of reach. Bloggers a bitch, so I tweet. And my Twitter thing is twitching. Still scratching at the itch out of reach. no speech impediment in my Twitter finger. I tweet and retweet those characters of anger. Reply and I block it with smiling faces that erases the places on Facebook. I clock it like Flavor Flav in a fit of rage. Email in, post it and then delete it.
Social media ain't
complaining. Social media ain't social at all. But then you turn on and boot up and log in again. Repeat. Memes that seem to be mean are meant to be. You wonder.
And you ponder.
Intellect without instinct probably won't get horny. Press ignore, ignore, or I accept. Inducing medicinal social effect. Woo woo, social media ain't shit. My Twitter finger is itching like I'm on dope. So I'm scratching at an itch out of reach. Oh, 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 oh. Bloggers are bitching. So I tweet.
And I retweet.
Retweet in my speech impediment in my Twitter finger. I post characters of anger. Reply and I block it.
Reply and
block it like Flavor Flav. Smiling faces and races, places on Facebook. Clock it like Flavor
Flav.
Lamping in a bit of rage. Post it, trash it. Then delete and repeat, delete and repeat. Social media. Reminding myself I did it all. I fall for it every time. You cross my mind. And I can't speak to you. Really can't delete you out of my heart.
The new Funk Roller Galaxy SES comes with all of your funky needs, including the new I don't know how to rap but I want to battle app. Well, now you don't have to rap. Let the Funk Roller do it for you.
Suckers talking noise and flapping their mouths. I plug myself in, now my battery won't run out. Squatching MCs as fast as I can. Dumb to test me, 5 terabytes of RAM. To the T, to the R, to the UTH. My rap's got more in them than the batter in your cake. If you're going to come at me, you better be prepared. My words are like a fatal virus. Once they start to spread, the game is over. It really, really is. If you don't believe me, take a look at my shit. My dictation may be precise and my words well pronounced, but I got the streets in me and they ready to come out.
Oh, that is funky.
Picture a world where you can run free without a care in the world except getting caught.
Matter. Moving at the speed of light. Dark matter. Moving at the speed of light. Dark matter. Moving at the speed of light. Headed to paradise. Children of Melanite. Woo!
God battle, you now
now tuned into a Zulu broadcaster. Reach the masses, teach the classes. Your third eye blind, you need some glasses to see the graphics. The street is drastic. Speak, bringing peace through beats and scratches. Dropping this, and other people know what's obvious. Now the gist is the consciousness. It popped to this, y'all gon' rock to this. The Melanites, we got the hottest. I keep a quiet jaw, so when I'm rhyming raw, y'all can find the divine in y'all. No matter what kind of mind I rhyme for y'all. Now you're living in a system designed to fall. Time is hard, but we got the mind of God. So I'll recite the light that can shine for y'all. Breathing life, the Melanites, we gon' lead your right. So dark matter, moving at the speed of light. I teach alien beings how to read and write. And now the people wanna get up and dance, but just move. Take it back to the days they playin' them up cool. DJs play on the one hand twos. Have you heard the galactic news? I spread the truth about Zulus. Better backwards, that means you lose. I pay dues, pay dues, stay true. Gotta shake what the creator gave you. Take you up to a place so grateful. Dark matter can make you so faithful. Don't be hateful or disgraceful. The Melanites now just will break loose.
Time to shine, time to shine the light. Time to shine, time to shine the light. Time to shine, time to shine the light.
Often cited as an example of the Africanist aspects of the roots and movements and collages and thoughts that have been part of speculative traditions within the Black Arts movements. Africa Bambaataa, the album Dark Matter, Moving at the Speed of Light, giving us a little silence along science along King Kamanzi, and a song called Dark Matter. It's the science and the technologies that influence and interest specific to Afrofuturism, even more so now today as we move into Afrofuturism 2.0. My name is Khalid. We started the set with Parliament. They released an album after many decades last year called Medicaid Fraud Dog. We heard Anti-Social Media, a nod to the important element that has helped in this transformation of Afrofuturism into other movements and its connection with other studies and other fields of speculative thought. And then we had Del the Funky Homo Sapien from Gate 13 and his promotion of a deeply needed technology. Del the Funky Homo Sapien and Amp Live with Funkarola 3.0, followed by, of course, Africa Bambaataa. Welcome to part 9 on Funky Revolutions of our series on Afrofuturism. Today we look at Afrofuturism 2.0 and Black speculative thought through a conversation with Dr. Rinaldo Anderson. a little bit more about this academic and community organizer, founder, and active member of the Black Speculative Art Movement, and a guy who is very clearly working indefinitely to promote opportunities, connections, networks around the world in the diaspora around this move to astral blackness and exchanges by various forms and philosophies that can be included in a more general black speculative arts movement. To get there, though, we'll go to basically a space of how do you recreate epistemological, metaphysical, ontological frames of mind. How do you begin to mix various forms, historical but also imagined, of thinking, of collapsing binary thoughts, especially dominated by the Occidental project and enlightenment? And some of these things are part of the process that is evolving in Afrofuturism 2.0. At the basis of this collapse was a practice in Sun Ra, which he called myth science, bridging that kind of binary thinking, bringing us into various disciplines of sound that he was seeking to resonate. He specifically called his projects with his orchestras myth science. It's in that sense that we turn to a new record by Hamia Drake, Adam Rudolph, and Ralph M. Jones, Karuna, and this version, their version, their vision of myth science, to bring us into a conversation with Dr. Rinaldo Anderson on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
La pandémie de COVID-19 est une situation sérieuse. Il faut continuer d'appliquer toutes les mesures de santé publique. Suivez les consignes locales sur les rassemblements, pratiquez la distanciation physique, lavez vos mains, portez un masque et téléchargez l'appli Alerte COVID. Si vous avez des symptômes, même légers, restez à la maison. Protégeons-nous les uns les autres. Détails au canada.ca/le coronavirus ou au 1-833-784-4397. Un message du gouvernement du Canada.
A conversation with Dr. Rinaldo Anderson on CKUT 90.3 FM, The Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions, part 9 of our series on funk, jazz, and the meanings of Afrofuturism. Dr. Anderson is an associate professor of communication and the chair of the humanities department at Harris Stowe State University in St. Louis, Missouri. He currently acts on the executive board of the Arts Council in Missouri and is very heavily involved in the work of expounding, promoting, networking, Afrofuturism, and other Black speculative arts. He's currently the executive director and co-founder of the Black speculative arts movement, BSAM. Their site, bsam-art.com, gives you a vision of some of their work across the states, forthcoming meetings, and a wing here up in Canada with a forthcoming meeting in Montreal in September. It's a network of artists, intellectuals, creators, and activists working on Black speculative arts and Black speculative thoughts. I got a chance to re-speak to Dr. Anderson this week after our first interview was corrupted on the computers. I wanted to speak to him about his work and some of the things that I've already shared with you, including his notes and work towards establishing an Afrofuturist manifesto. And he has recently, for example, in 2016, edited with Charles E. Jones, Afrofuturism 2.0, The Rise of Astral Blackness. A conversation then with Dr. Rinaldo Anderson on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Redo the interview, Dr. Anderson. Take us into Afrofuturism and towards Afrofuturism 2.0, just to situate us a little bit.
Well, the first era of Afrofuturism was primarily around aesthetics, in terms of aesthetics and art and music back in the 90s. Now it's expanded into science, technology, religion, political science, architecture, and applied science. So it's gone beyond that theoretical formulation, and without neglect some actual historical background. This is all just a reflection of Black speculative thought that goes back into the middle of the 19th century. Afrofuturism. I developed that concept and thought of it when I attended a conference at Emory University a few years ago, and in an exchange with Dr. Alondra Nelson, who was one of the pioneers of the term, I occurred and noted that Afrofuturism had changed because of the emergence of social media platforms and because of other historical moments since early developments back in the 90s at the end of the Cold War. Now, as far as the movement now, a lot of it is expressed through the Black speculative arts movement that has grown into an international phenomenon now, where Afrofuturism is now, it's a reflection of local African or Africana diasporic cultures in terms of how they integrate the concept with their own culture, time, and their own vision.
How would you distinguish the Black speculative arts movement from Afrofuturism?
I would say Afrofuturism is just one component of the Black speculative arts movement. We have people who are Afro-surrealists, or people who are interested in magical realism, or people that are interested in Black fantasy, or what we would call sword and soul. We have people who are into the idea of this black gothic thing of horror. So we have, there are different facets of it, of the movement, people of interest. But those interests, a lot of times, they overlap, or those points of inquiry overlap around technology and some other things. And so Afrofuturism is just one part of the Black speculative arts movement.
I was wondering how important reframing, creating independent paradigms, different paradigms, is to the Black speculative art movement and to futurism. Not just responding to something, I imagine, but really trying to create different ways of looking at things.
That was an important element of when the Black speculative art movement was started, this idea of self-definition, developing autonomous spaces for these aspects of creative expression, building the networks for people around the diaspora and the continent to communicate and exchange ideas. I say that a lot of people, one of the common frames of reference they use when we have an event, they like to thank us for helping them find their tribe, you know, where, because a lot of people previously, several years ago, were doing a lot of this kind of work in isolation. And so this is helping to organize creative people and artists and activists around these concepts, and so, and experiment with some of them. And it's no different than, say, when the Harlem Renaissance emerged parallel to the Garvey movement, or the Black arts movement of the 1960s developed parallel to the Black power movement.
On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, an interview and conversation with Dr. Rinaldo Anderson is our ongoing series on Afrofuturism, a discussion with his perceptions of the movement towards Afrofuturism 2.0. This is Mr. Fingers and Cerebral Hemispheres. inside one's head. Mr. Fingers, otherwise known as Larry Heard, out of Memphis, Tennessee, longtime producer, known as Mr. Fingers, Gherkin Jerks, Trio Zero, important figure in the development of the Chicago house scene in the 1980s, a most recent project, Mr. Fingers, the title track, to Cerebral Hemispheres. We continue with our conversation exploring the themes of Afrofuturism, the development over the last 20, 25 years of this movement and the wider movement of black speculative arts. Our conversation continues with Dr. Rinaldo Anderson. If you're interested in his writings, his contributions, articles on a wide variety of subjects from Africana studies to specifically Afrofuturism, check out his own website, rinaldoanderson.com. He has many access and links to a variety of, his articles and some of the people he works with, rinaldoanderson.com. We continue and on the development of Afrofuturism 2.0, its internationalization, and the role of the diasporic element in its development. On CKUT, this is the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions. More important Pan-African elements, how does that all play into this development for you?
Well, what's tied in is to the fact that we now have social media and all these platforms, file sharing, blockchain technology. We're able to communicate around the diaspora and the African continent within seconds in terms of exchanging ideas, cultural concepts, and politics that are of mutual interest on both sides of the Atlantic. And so that is the primary difference in the 2.0 dimension of the movement at this time. We had some interesting conversations when we were in South Africa in the fall. One of the young leaders down there talked about Afrofuturism. For them was the politics of the belly in terms of, or the stomach, in terms of how is it tied to food security, sustainability, the return of the land from colonizers. And we had several interesting discussions when we had our event in Johannesburg in the fall of 2018.
And do you see the parallels between some of the work that's been done over the last 20, 25 years in North America, in England, with where those concerns, those political and theoretical speculative arts, but all, you know, movements in Africa post-independence, do they have the similar concerns, or in fact does that expand the number of subjects, points of views, discourses? Has that been amplified by this African diasporic kind of ouverture or opening?
Well, I think there are historical parallels why it's developing in a certain way. First, the idea of Pan-Africanism started in the diaspora first in the late 19th century in the Caribbean and North America. However, it becomes a political reality by the middle of the 20th century when they form the Organization of African Unity. And then in the last decade, in the middle of the first decade of the 21st century, when the OAU became the African Union and incorporated the African diaspora as the sixth zone of the African Union, that is parallels kind of what's happening with Afrofuturism, where although conceptually it may have started in the diaspora, it will be on the African continent itself that it takes on another level of importance as it relates to maybe science and policy or military science and some other things, simply because they have the land and the political structures to implement ideas that may have originated in the diaspora.
In terms of language, last time we talked, you noted the fact that the French intellectual traditions haven't necessarily or quite to the same extent embraced Afrofuturism.
But what I noticed, linguistically, it is the Anglophone or English-speaking countries that are kind of at the forefront at the moment, whether they're in the diaspora in Africa, the Kenyans and South Africans, with the Nigerians swiftly trying to catch up, are simply having an advantage at the moment. I think with the French-speaking cultures, they are now slowly coming to understand the concept of what's going on. But I think that also is a result of the historical problem of the French government not supporting black creative development as it relates to Africa and the African diaspora. I think right now probably the German government is doing, or the German society is doing, a better job of wrapping its mind around understanding what this is. I think the Germans were first interested in the concept back in the 90s, and then they kind of didn't look at it so much in the first decade. But now, based upon our participation in an event in Berlin last year, they are swiftly now trying to wrap their minds around the implications of this international develop of Afrofuturism, which was kind of helped with the release of the movie Black Panther last year.
Conversation with Dr. Rinaldo Anderson, leading exponent, author, academic, and organizer around Afrofuturism 2.0 and the Black Speculative Arts Movement. DJ Khaled from the Zaire EP.
Figures in the Italian Afro-futuristic musical scene.
From November 12th to December 2nd, one of North America's major documentary film festivals will take place.
Montreal International Documentary Festival.
RIDM.
A 23rd edition, more engaged and accessible than ever.
In a virtual format never seen before.
The program includes the 100 best documentaries of the year.
This fall, we will be online, where all stories meet.
And you?
Check out our website at ridm.ca.
When your parents need your help, you're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Revolution.
The funk.
Revolution.
The funk.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
For your mind and for your hips, this is music and sounds from the mothership. The Mothership Cassette Archives, 25 years of funky revolutions.